The Pope has described child sexual abuse in the church as a culture of death that needs to be uprooted. In a strongly worded letter to Catholics, he says he feels ashamed that the church has failed to protect young people from what he calls crimes and atrocities. As Nick Dole reports, it follows revelations of horrific abuse suffered by children in the United States.
Across the US on Sunday, congregations were confronting the new cloud that's descended on their church. Last week, a grand jury found that in the state of Pennsylvania, more than 1,000 children had been abused by 300 priests over the past 70 years. Parishioner Sandy Marinray says it's time for action.
I would like the Pope to take away their rights to be a priest, to not cover it up, to have them be prosecuted the same as anyone else would be prosecuted. This has to be taken straight to the Pope and have it rectified.
Overnight, the Vatican released a letter from Pope Francis, to whom he calls the people of God. He says he feels shame that the church has failed to protect children from what he's described as atrocities and crimes. He speaks of a so-called culture of death that needs to be uprooted, and he says that while victims have been silenced in the past, God has heard their heart-wrenching cries. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
The Pope has listened to many victims over the years, and this has clearly shaped this letter. The Pope points out that the wounds from sex abuse never disappear.
Juan Carlos Cruz is an abuse survivor from Chile who met with the pontiff earlier this year. He's told CNN the letter is significant.
There's new language now from the Vatican, which is important to consider. They talk about crimes. They talk about a culture of death. They talk about a culture of abuse and cover-up. Those things were not talked about before. Before, they were omissions, sins.
When Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson was convicted earlier this year of covering up abuse, there were widespread calls for the Pope to sack him, even though he planned to appeal. But the Pope didn't, at least not officially, and Wilson resigned himself 2 months later. Mark Vincent Healy is an abuse survivor from Ireland. He says actions speak louder than words.
Now he's trying to redefine the papacy as something that is actually going to listen to survivors and do something different. Well, let's see how that difference is going to be. It's not going to be by quoting scriptures. It's not going to be by quoting previous popes. It's going to be by the concrete actions that have not been included in the paradigm to date.
Abuse survivor Mark Vincent Healy ending that report from Nick Dole.